This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on University Grants Commission's new guidelines for PhD admission. The participants are Professor Sushma Yadav, Member University Grants Commission or UGC, and Anubha Rohatgi, Anchor.
In a decision impacting students aspiring to pursue a doctoral degree, the University Grants Commission or the UGC issued new guidelines some time ago that will allow them to apply for PhD based on their National Eligibility Test NET scores. This means that students won't have to appear for separate entrance exams conducted by various universities. To discuss the significance of the new rules for admission criteria and for how it will impact students, I'm now joined by Professor Sushma Yadav, Member UGC. Professor Yadav, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Professor Yadav, beginning with this academic session, that is 2024-25, the new guidelines of the University Grants Commission have done away with multiple entrance exams conducted by various universities to apply for a PhD program. Instead, admissions will be based on UGC-conducted NET scores. What is the significance of this rule and why was the need felt to adopt this criterion?
I would first say I really appreciate and admire this rule and the new regulations, because in our country we were like into universities, institutions, compartments of disciplines and subjects, which the National Education Policy 2020 seeks to change. And the NEP 2020 promised that there will be a new system where these barriers will be broken. So this is first step in that direction. What used to happen till now, you do the UG, then you do the PG, then you do the MPhil, and then you come for PhD and you apply in different universities, in different departments, then appear for their written tests and then go for the interviews. So it's a long process and a very cumbersome process, because you find out which university has the vacancy and then you appear there in the written test, you apply for that. You apply for NET separately, you clear the NET. NET and JRF are one, but NET, JRF, after that you go to different universities for PhD. Now, thankfully, and I would say admirably, the UGC has come up with this system that 4 years degree holders, now this is the first step in NEP 2020 direction, where we were saying we'll do away with MPhil, so we've done away with MPhil. And you don't even go for PG now for 5 years, but 4 year UG itself, and the fourth year of UG prepares you for the research. Therefore, after 4 year degree, you can appear for NET and you can also appear for PhD entrance. Now, NET will combine all the three. That is National Eligibility Test for teachers, for the junior research fellowship, and for PhD or the research. So I think this is a very, very significant, I would say even revolutionary step in higher education, where you are combining these and doing away with that cumbersome process of repeated examinations and repeated applications in different universities and departments.
For our listeners, and especially for students who are planning to or would like to enroll in a doctoral program in the future, can you elaborate a little more on the new guidelines and how they differ from the earlier eligibility criteria?
Sure. You know, earlier for NET, they used to desire 55%. For PhD, there were different requirements of the different universities. Somewhere they would say 60%, but 55 was, of course, a standard one, although 55 would be the last almost. But here, after the four-year degree program, you can appear for NET, but those who have secured 75% marks can directly pursue a PhD. This is very, very significant and very, very different. And in this 75%, you have 5% relaxation for all those who are the weaker sections, including scheduled caste, scheduled tribe, obviously non-criminal, differently abled, economically weaker sections, and other categories, you know, which come into affirmative action programs or positive discrimination programs, as decided by the UGC or the Ministry of Education from time to time. So we are giving them a special relaxation here also, but the candidates having passed a 4 year or 8 semester bachelor's degree program, having a minimum of 75% marks in aggregate or its equivalent grade on a point scale, wherever the grading system is followed, will be able to pursue PhD directly and appear for NET as well. And what is more important is, irrespective of the discipline in which they have obtained the 4 year bachelor's degree, which means what we have said in the NEP 2020, that we will pursue holistic education, we will promote intradisciplinary, interdisciplinary and multidisciplinary education has been implemented now. This is the first step in that direction, that any child who has done 4-year UG program, any discipline, will be able to appear for PhD in any other discipline as well. For instance, I have done in English or I have done in Hindi my UG. Or maybe it's not, you know, even the UG is multidisciplinary. There are majors and minors. You can choose out of them and really go in for PhD in any of those disciplines.
So far, a candidate for the National Eligibility Test, that is NET, needed a master's degree with a minimum of 55%, which you just mentioned. But now, sure, even a student with a 4-year undergraduate degree can appear for this exam, again, which is one of the major criteria for this particular, for PhD. So how will this rule impact the relevance of a master's program?
I think slowly and slowly, the master's program become redundant, I would say, except for those where maybe there are certain subjects where it is required, or where it is required for professional courses, maybe, because there are professional courses also. So it will be available for them, but otherwise I think slowly and gradually the avenues for PhD and research in any form would be available for these 4-year degree holders. So at times it sounds as if there is a break or there is a complete change in the system. But I think it's a continuity, because we are making the curriculum such that in the 4-year, because it's a complete, the credit requirement gets complete as is required now, which is clear here also, 8-semester bachelor's degree and 8-semester having credits as required in each semester. So it's almost like the students who wish to appear in the NET or for the PhD course would be able to go for it. Those who wish to go ahead and do not have 75% marks may go for the 5th year. So it won't become redundant, but it will open avenues for students at the 4th year and then maybe after the 5th year as well.
Right now, various universities across the country are offering, you know, 3-year graduate programs. So what about the eligibility criteria for those who pursued a 3-year undergraduate program? For them, will PhD admission continue to be based on the earlier guidelines?
Surely, because no change can come abruptly and no regulation can go, you know, from retrospective effect. So universities which have not been able to transit to the 4-year degree program as required in the NEP 2020 or as is the change is required for this regulation will continue to have 3-year undergraduate programs, 1 or 2 more years, and then have the PG programs. But the UGC is promoting this 4-year degree program and is also encouraging students to go for, you know, early research, early PhD, early NET, so that those who want to come to education would have their openings at the right time. I say if there are younger researchers and there are younger teachers, surely that would give them much, much better opportunity also. And we will have better researchers coming out of these younger minds. And I would say that the teachers should decide whether they want to be in academics or they want to go into other professions. But then the question will come, and I'm sure you will ask me that those who want to go to any job or any other such profession, will they have no opportunity? No, they will continue to have the opportunity, because NEP 2020 doesn't want to close doors for anybody. So those who want to go into entrepreneurship, those who want to go into any other kind of job will also have an opportunity to come back with the same qualifications, enter the NET competition and come here. The best part is now by the same exam, you become eligible for teaching, you become eligible for research, and in research, it's entry to PhD as well as the JRF or Junior Research Fellowship, which were earlier different examinations.
UGC Chairman M. Jagadesh Kumar has called the new guidelines an important step in streamlining admissions process and an initiative that will benefit students in multiple ways. What do you have to say for that?
Surely, I completely agree with him, and I really admire this change, because till now, what was happening, every student who's done his UG and then PG would look at different universities and their websites and their departments, wherever the vacancy is, and then would apply for that and then appear in those examinations. You can imagine how a student must be trying and what a student undergoes. Because there are universities in different states. There are universities at distances. Central universities are very few. So if a student wants to go there, the student would try to appear in all those entrance examinations, prepare hard for them, run around. That's why they are so significant, and surely they streamline the process, because by one exam, it's not only killing two birds, one bush, but it is three at one time. Or rather, I would say it's multiple steps taken by this exam. You become eligible for teaching, which is what National Eligibility Test is. But you also become eligible for research, and you also become eligible for getting the Junior Research Fellowship, depending on the marks or the cutoff which is kept for them.
Now, students who are listening to this program, you know, will also be wondering about the fact that once he or she clears the NET after a four-year undergraduate degree, will they be eligible for all the three, that is PhD, assistant
yes.
professorship, as well as a JRF, or are there different categories
yes.
under this new guidelines for the three?
Surely, the marks will be different, but it's the same test. Till now also, the higher marks would be for JRF, and the lower ones would be, there is the eligibility, because this was eligibility test. So eligibility for teacher was lesser than JRF, right? Yes. So there would be people who have done NET, but who are not qualified for JRF. And there would be people who qualify for JRF and NET both. Now it will be the three, NET, JRF and PhD entrance, in fact. So there will be three levels of qualifications, three levels of marks, which will make them eligible for all these three. But still, the best part is, it is one examination. And that really smoothens it. And that is a big transition.
Some state universities and other stakeholders, including academicians and students, are opposing the UGC decision. They believe that it undermines the autonomy of universities to facilitate research. What is your view on this?
I don't agree with them completely, and I think it's just a question of, you know, that mentality, as I would say, I will not say mentality, but mindset. And if you go into the research atmosphere, then there are too many obstructions and such a closed mind where, you know, every teacher thinks that I am the judge as to this, whether this child is eligible for research or not. This shouldn't happen. I really, really appreciate this move of UGC, and sooner or later, all universities will understand the utility of it. All universities will finally appreciate it. And at least the students and their parents will surely love it, because it facilitates them. It completely does away with lots of obstructions which come on the way, or bottlenecks as we call them, and lot of running around of students and parents. Because in India, it's not merely students. It's their families also, which participate in this process, because they take the children from this place to that place, this university to that university. I think that cumbersome process of running around would be done away with. And I'm very sure it's the beginning, it's the hiccups, and it is the university's resistance, which is the beginning. Surely, after some time, they will see the utility of it and futility of their resistance, and will fall in line, and that would be a very happy day for Indian higher education system and the research environment therein.
I just want to clarify one more point with you, Professor Yadav, that if a four-year degree holder completes PhD and qualifies for NET, will he or she still need to do master's in order to be appointed as an assistant professor?
No. It doesn't come out clearly in these regulations, so I at the moment cannot comment on this. But looking at it, if they are eligible for NET, they are eligible for teaching as well. So therefore, if you want to add on, you are always welcome. But otherwise, you become eligible for teaching as well with PhD.
Thank you so much for speaking with us on this very important issue, Professor Yadav.
Thank you, Anubhaji.
You were listening to a discussion on University Grants Commission's new guidelines for PhD admission. The participants were Professor Sushma Yadav, Member University Grants Commission, UGC, and Anubha Rohatgi, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News on EIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on EIR Official.